Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
G&D without Danny today. Zabe is in. You're locked into the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We're brought to you by the law firm Kondori & Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their team today. KMLawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. Get a discount. That's KMLawyers.com. We're talking Sam Hartman and the fact that the Commanders have chosen, rather than elevating him to the active roster at the end of his second season on the practice squad, to be their backup quarterback to Josh Johnson. It looks like they're going to have Jeff Driskel, who they signed off of another team's practice squad yesterday, be the backup and be one play away from playing this weekend. Mind you, Josh Johnson got hurt. He was able to play through it, but he did get hurt in the outing where they lost Mariota just this past weekend against Philadelphia. So it's very possible that we'll see Driskel minutes into his time with Washington. And if that doesn't signify just how lost and damaged this thing is.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you have said, Zabe, if I came up to you at the start of the year? Danny and I are taking calls, I remember, on how giddy people were about the Christmas Day Cowboys 1 o'clock window.
Oh, yeah. This was a big date.
Now you can't get rid of your tickets fast enough. But if I was to have said, Josh Johnson will start, and a guy that's not in the building will be the backup quarterback that day, you wouldn't have even been able to hop to that lily pad.
No.
How do you even get there?
No, it makes no sense. It's really just sort of annoying that you can't get a straight answer out of the team as to explain why this is. But it does remind me of a great line that Larry Weissman, he used to cover the NFL for USA Today many, 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 many moons ago, Grant, said. He said, you know, the team said he's a great backup as long as you don't have to play him. And I would sit there and I'd turn that phrase over in my head and try to make sense of it. And I'd be like, yeah, he's a great backup just as long as you don't play him. In other words, he's great as an idea of a backup. He looks like a guy who could play. He might, in theory, be good, but if you play him and for any amount of time, oh, he's going to suck.
The conclusion I come to is both what you're saying, which is if you're Sam Hartman, the best thing that can happen is you don't ever have to play.
Why isn't Sam Hartman pissed?
I'm sure he is.
How come we haven't heard from it? How come there hasn't been an Instagram post? How come he hasn't unfollowed the Commanders? It is the modern day way of saying, I'm not happy about this. We found out Zach Wilson was pissed that Ewers got the start over him.
How did we find out?
It got out there. Someone said he's pissed. I would have to go look up and why. It might have been a comment here or something there, or live stream, whatever.
He was the number two pick.
He wants to play in the league. He's frustrated. You know who would have killed to get a start is Kurt Benkert, who was the number three behind Rodgers and Love in Green Bay. and jokingly brags about his two kneel downs
yes.
as like his only NFL plays where he got in.
Between hot Twitter takes and yelling at people.
Well, that's the thing. So yeah. now he's a Twitter analyst at quarterback, and he's not a bad guy, and he does a pretty good job, but there's a lot of them out there now. He would have killed.
Virginia Cavalier, by the way.
Yeah, he would have killed for a start. Why isn't Sam Hartman making a ruckus? Like, why am I even here?
I'm sure he is frustrated, and I would imagine he wants... I can't imagine as a competitor.
Are you sure he's frustrated?
Yeah, why wouldn't he be?
Because he may not care. He might have asked the team, hey, I don't want to play this. Like, you got somebody else, right?
I don't think you have the career he had at Wake Forest and then have the run he had at Notre Dame if you're not a pretty elite competitor.
But I think... Grant,
I don't
you'd
want
be
him to take to Twitter and social media.
I think
media
you'd be surprised at the number of guys who end up at the NFL level that don't really love it. They love being an NFL player, and they like the salary. They don't necessarily love doing it. And I'm not claiming that he doesn't want to start. We just haven't heard anything. This would be a prime case to go, what am I, a potted plant? I've been here for 2 years. Give me the ball, coach.
And he'd be gone in days. I mean, you can't rock the boat if you're Sam Hartman.
You sure he'd be gone in days?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Where do you want me to sit?
Yeah, why would they get rid of him? They have him, yet they don't want to play him. Well, he apparently is a good luck charm, which didn't bring any good luck this year.
Not good luck enough.
I know.
No, I think why he's here is he's the opposite of what you're saying. He's not a pain in the ass. He's not going to be an agitator.
But what does he do? He's a backup who, when it's his turn to start, they go, oh, yeah, no, no. I mean, it's
it's not his turn to start yet. It's his turn to be a backup.
Oh, it.
He's fourth in the order. Now, I happen to think he should leapfrog Josh Johnson, who's 50 years old, but he's fourth, so he should be the backup. And Driscoll's cutting him in line.
Okay, fine. So he's been behind Johnson all year?
He has. Josh Johnson's been their number three. Hartman's been on the practice squad. They would have to elevate him and make him the two for this game.
All right.
What he actually said, by the way. You want to hear his comments?
Yes.
This was Hartman in the locker room.
Everything's an emotional. It's an emotional game, but no, I mean it's a part of the NFL, and it's a familiar face you see walking in the building, so it wasn't too unfamiliar for me.
Similar to what JP said, obviously not the circumstances you want, but I'm sure you've dreamed of playing in an NFL regular season game your whole life. If you had that chance this week or next week, whether starting or coming off the bench, what would that mean to you to get in there?
It's about the team. I mean, I think we as a unit want to go out there and play well in the division. And so that's all it's about. And so, for me, if I can contribute in any way, that's great. But it's about us as a Washington Commanders, going out there and executing at a high level.
I appreciate handling it like a pro. I don't need him to be a diva wide receiver who's unfollowing them on Instagram.
I'm not asking for him to totally rock the boat.
Right.
But I wanted to hear a little bit of, yeah, I'll be honest, I'm really disappointed. I was hoping this would be a chance for me to show what I could do in this league, and I've been here for 2 years, and nothing against Josh, who's amazing, and we get along great in the quarterback room. Did great last week, but, I mean, this is the case where I'm looking at my own career thinking, if I can't start now, I'm not sure if I ever will get a start. But it's whatever's good for the team. I'll listen to the coaches. I'd like to hear a smidge of that.
I like that, actually. I think that's cool and a good point. And to what you're saying, here's what I do hope. I hope when they told him behind the scenes, it wasn't like a totally get it, shake hands and leave the office. I hope there was a little.
You can hope that.
Are you bleeping kidding me?
You're
signing a dude who's on someone else's practice squad when I've been busting my hump here for 2 years.
You want a door slam and a tire peel out of Commander's Park, right? That's what you want. And I think there's a decent chance there might have been that, but don't close out the possibility. It is the opposite, that he's just fine not playing.
Is there any other conclusion that you can come to other than the one that I did, which is you will never be a part of their plans to play here if now they're not going to use you? In other words, if you're him, it's time to call your agent. If you're serious about ever getting on the field and having a shot,
right,
and say, they don't think I'm good enough, they'd rather sign Jeff Driscoll. By the way, it's not like they're plucking a former quality starter off of the scrap heap somewhere.
Right.
They're signing a career backup who was a third stringer here last year. It's not like a Hall of Famer is coming out of retirement, Phil Rivers, or a year from now or something, they get Kirk Cousins to start a game or something, some guy who had 15 years and 10 really good years in the league, they're calling Jeff Driskel. So if you're him, this tells you, in the here's the comp I have. It would be like, in my mind, okay, I'm a radio guy, and I'm thinking, if this guy gets sick, I get that opportunity. Okay, well, now there's someone between me and him. But if that second guy got sick, I would definitely get the opportunity. And now there's four people that are out, and they never call me, and they go to some other person out of market to come in here, and I go,
yeah,
I'm looking over my left shoulder and my right shoulder.
Right.
I don't want to work here anymore if you're not looking out for my best interest.
And that's why Hartman right now is the dog that's not barking. And that's why I'm so intrigued. Why is the dog not barking? I wouldn't be mad if he got mad at all. He should get mad. I'm not sure he really wants it, but he's got no future here. So there is a very short bridge to be burned, a bridge that he is almost stepping off of anyway. Turn around and throw the dynamite and blow up what's left of it.
Let's go to CJ in Upper Marlboro on Grant and Danny. What do you make of them bringing Driskel back and bypassing Hartman?
Hey guys, for once I agree with Zavin.
Welcome home, my friend. It's like the lunar eclipse. You agree with me?
Yes. If I was Sam Hartman, I would rock the boat. So in other words, and I'm going on the radio in front of all these people listening, I want to apply for that job.
Right.
Because if he's not playing and he's like getting paid, you might as well pick me.
Yeah.
So I can play. At least I get a check.
Can you imagine?
He's been on the squad.
Imagine
he's been
if,
on the squad for yeah. 2 years. He's been on the squad for 2 years and hadn't played yet.
Well, he also knows, CJ, the only chance I have to play, as he's training and doing whatever it is that he does other than look handsome in their building, he's going, something has to happen to Jaden, then something has to happen to Marcus, and if those two things don't both happen, I'll never see the field. It's a 5% chance, and then it happens, and you still don't get your shot. You now know it's not happening here.
I know. Think about this, CJ. If you had an open bidding process for every street free agent QB out there, what would the price on this start be? It would get up there in a hurry. Guys would absolutely want to pay money to get in there and say, watch this. I want to have an NFL career. And yet Hartman's not getting the start. Makes no sense.
Let's go to Mark, who's in Rockville on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Zabe, welcome home, man. I miss you.
Thank you, buddy. Good to be back.
Yeah. Put them all out there. It's the preseason, as far as I'm concerned. Clean out the practice squad. Put them all out there, and let's see how it looks for the next 2 weeks.
Can't hurt for a lot of reasons, but the number one priority in terms of their betterment long-term from this point forward, other than developing a couple of the kids and getting them some ops to play well, is making sure you don't lose any draft positioning. Because the higher up the order they go, they went from 8 to 7 this weekend, you either get a better football player in theory, or what I want them to do is trade back. The value of your pick grows and you get more for a haul, presumably coming back down the board. So if you're going to start Hartman with practice squad players, that's true. Like, I don't need Hartman throwing to McLaurin and throwing to Debo. I said this when they shut Jaden Daniels down. You could shut them down and just get looks for Jalen Lane. You could get looks for Jacoby Jones on your practice squad. Why not? Why not use this as the ultimate evaluation, the litmus test to see how much guys have improved from the preseason to now, and go into the regular season next year with more data on the guys that otherwise you don't ever get to see.
Right. Losing is good here. So if Hartman really stinks, then you get confirmation of just how bad he smells, and you lose the game and protect your draft status. Even more compelling reason to start Hartman.
I you know what I want to look up?
I can tell you're troubled by this. I can tell this is not squaring in Grant Paulson's brain right now.
Well, it's fine. None of this matters, right?
I'm not saying you care. I'm saying you're still befuddled by it.
Befuddled's a good word.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Right.
For 2 years, you've groomed and developed this guy for this situation that is never going to present itself, and then it accidentally does,
yeah,
and you still don't take advantage of it. What are we doing here?
I know.
Shane's in Switzerland on G&D. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's up, Lieutenant Grant? Zay, welcome back. The general, since you're filling in for the commander, Merry Christmas to you and your family, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, one thing about this, yeah, I'd be pissed off. He's a competitor, right? And this also sees what kind of backbone he's got. I don't want a yes man. I want somebody that's going to compete. And what's to say we don't have a hidden gem on there on this team right now? And, yeah, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, give me the ball. I've been here for 2 years. You're getting the other guy, which if you're going to go by stats and all that, look what he did. Who had a better career in college? You know, I would say Hartman. And plus, look, he is one of the best-looking quarterbacks in the league. Get him out there. Let's throw something out there, some kind of positive on the Redskins. I mean, on the Commanders. We got a good-looking quarterback. Let's see what he can do. Hell, give him the ball.
If good looks got you points.
Well, we're up 21-0.
1-1.
Right in the in first fantasy. Quarter. Yeah.
I mean, the quarterback that everybody talked about for years being the best looking guy was Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh yeah.
I think Hartman pummels Garoppolo. Right? He's dreamy. He's got the flow, the well manicured beard all the time.
And yet Jimmy G had no game. He ended up dating the porn star and everyone lost their minds.
That's right.
They're like, really? Like apparently dating Adela Danger now.
Oh, really?
Do you know who she is?
I do not.
She is an adult film actress. Don't lie, Grant.
I'm not familiar with her.
Okay, let's go to the
phones. Let's go to Jim in Spotsylvania. Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Great show.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, quick take on this. Let's flip the coin the other way. There's only so many teams in the league. There's only so many backups. There's only so many positions, practice squad. So let's say he does what Zabe's saying, makes noise. Where's he going?
To the waiver wire.
High school football?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But nobody's going to take him because there's 30 more coming out of college in a couple weeks. And
this is my point.
You know,
but they're going.
Point is he gets a paycheck.
Okay.
He's still in the league.
Fair enough.
People trade the right arms just to be him.
Fair enough. But don't you think he's leaving after this year?
No, I don't, actually.
Jesus, God.
I don't think so.
God help us. Really?
No, not absolutely not.
So we're going to keep the guy we don't want to play.
Exactly.
This would be like your wife with like a special like crab pot you never use, and you pull it out one day like, oh, this would be perfect. I'm going to make something. She's like, whoa, no. That's just for parties. What do you mean it's just for parties? I can't use it. No, it's like the right size and everything else. I need to use. No, you can't. Just put it back in the cupboard.
He's been here for 2 years. Why wouldn't he be here for a third? Absolutely.
Now we're
the part that you don't
you want to
get
about, nuts. Let's get nuts.
Here's the part you don't care about that I think that is important is it's not just that Jaden Daniels likes him, that he's the ultimate vibes guy, that he's everybody's
vibes
buddy.
Guy.
He's just kind of part of the fabric now. And he has a role. It's like
so he's Creed. You can't get rid of him.
Correct.
You don't know what he does. He can't get rid of him. But everyone's like, just leave him alone.
He is an intermediary, essentially, between the coaching staff and the quarterback.
That's also a horrible reason to keep him, in my humble opinion.
That's a different conversation.
This is a precious, well, not precious roster spot, practice squad. So it's not as precious. It's not that precious.
But what I would do with it is have a quarterback that is getting reps that you think has some type of future.
Sure.
It's like continuing to date and spend money and go out to dinners with someone that you have no interest in being with in the long term.
Yeah.
If there's, what would be the equivalent here to playing football? If there's no added value, there's no relationship here.
I know. It makes no sense.
But yes, if you're asking me week one, next football season, is he in the building? I say yes.
Whew.
I just think this means you should probably think about making him David Blau 2.0. Because
yes.
if you're not willing to play him now, when are you? And maybe it's just this week. Maybe this is the other thing. Cliff kind of backed himself into a corner a little bit here, Zabe, I think. He said it's not fair to him on a short week. Well, next week's not a short week. Next week you have the mini bye. They have the weekend off for the holidays. So does he?
So telegraph, next week is going to be Sam's week, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do. We believe in him a lot, but this is not his week.
That would make sense. I'd be cool with that. Week 18, the Sam Hartman show, Shut Terry down.
Throw him to the Wolves in Philadelphia.
It's just a preseason game, basically. And remember, Dan's already challenged the Eagles and called them out. We see you in 2 weeks. Now it's the Sam Hartman-led Washington looking for payback.
I think you're going to catch the JV Eagles anyway.
Yes.
They'll be on mostly shutdown because I think they're going to be locked in at that point.
This is the freshman team Commanders against the JV team Eagles or the middle school team Commanders, I think. Manny in Southeast, what's up?
This is a testament to the bad coach, bad decision in coaching. Because you're trying to tell me he's been there 2 years, the same amount of years as JD5. He doesn't have an idea enough idea of the offense to be, next up. I mean, Driscoll was third. You say Driscoll was third.
Last year.
We literally went back to get Driscoll. We traded Driscoll. We let Driscoll go because we felt like Sam, we were literally going back to get Driscoll. This is a testament to the coaching.
Well, it's also just an acknowledgement that they could have had somebody better in that role all year and didn't. And I think you have to wonder how many other roles are like that. Do you do that at defensive coordinator?
No, you shouldn't do it in any roles.
Good vibes, so we like the guys.
No,
we'll,
that's
we'll
the
have thing. Him be our DC. Listen. You should have the best on the planet at everything. And if you know
Hell
that you
yes.
don't, then
Hell
you should
yes.
be searching for that.
Right, I'm all about good vibes. But that's in normal, casual, everyday life. Not a competitive endeavor like the NFL with limited resources, roster spots, and money. Come on now.
Saeed, Upper Marlboro.
Vibes guy.
You're on G&D. What's up?
Hey, Grant. Quick question. If you were Sam and your energy and all of that, like, I wish I was getting a chance, don't you think that would have already went out the window a long time ago, given that Johnson was already ahead of him on the depth chart?
Well, they had a competition that he lost in training camp. Johnson was
decidedly
better.
Right, but he lost. Right, he lost the competition to a guy who has like a 60 QBR for his career, who has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. And the other day, we were told that his superpower, according to Cliff, his superpower was that he's smart. So if a guy with a QBR of 60 with more interceptions than touchdowns that the coach called smart is beating you, don't you think all that pride probably and competitive pride probably has already exhausted itself at some point, and there's nothing left there for him to be all angry about if he gets overlooked? I think he pretty much is reading the tea leaves at this point,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Ding, ding, ding. See, I think Grant has a hard time getting his head around that. Guys who have quiet quit. Hartman's quiet quit.
You're saying that you think he's happy to be here and he hopes he doesn't play? I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's called quiet quitting. You've not heard of that trend?
I've heard of the term. I don't think that the NFL.
You don't think it happens in the NFL?
I'm sure it does. I think it happens everywhere.
Remember how many years my guy, Mark Brunell, happily held a clipboard after he left here?
Oh, totally. But that's a different thing, Zabe, than saying.
It's similar.
In a truth serum moment,
mm-hmm.
would he have wanted to play a game or not? You're saying.
You mean Brunell?
Yes. Any of these guys. You're saying.
I think at Brunell's age, he's like, nah, I don't need it. I've already been there, done that, got my money. I want
possible.
A little bit more money. Want to hang out with the fellas. I want to be the vibes guy
for a
change.
But Sam Hartman, who's never played before, never gotten on the field in an NFL game.
I know.
I refuse to believe that he hopes he doesn't have to play.
I know you refuse to believe that. I'm imploring you to keep an open mind to it because I'm telling you, Grant, it exists in rare cases.
Why battle through the shoulder recovery, the surgery? I think this guy thinks.
Because he likes the lifestyle. He likes the friends. He likes the locker room. He likes being able to tell people, hey, babe, NFL quarterback.
You can like all that and still want to play.
But if you don't have to play, what if he is afraid of looking like crap and he has deep humiliation if he plays like crap?
Most players in the league don't think that way, or else they wouldn't have gotten it.
I agree. He's an exception. I'm trying to tell you, you're probably looking at a unicorn right now that you don't think exists. A guy that is happy to be on an NFL roster, doesn't really care to play, and is more than thrilled that it ain't going to be him getting his, pelvis busted out there on Christmas Day.
That would be a rare breed in the NFL.
I agree.
I think you guys are...
You're
prescribing
a
him an injury without looking at him.
Okay. You are a little too young to remember Westbrook, Michael Westbrook.
Sure. I remember him well.
How old were you when Westbrook was 99? How old were you?
I was 10. That was my favorite Redskins team ever.
Okay.
He went for 1,000. So did
with Albert Connell, the locker room thief for the Saints.
Brad Johnson threw for 4,000.
Albert Connell goes to the Saints, and then they bust him in their locker room, picking the pockets of his teammates, cash and watches.
All time story.
What a bag of he was. Anyway, so Westbrook was all into being in the NFL. He didn't care about football. And he would brag about how, well, if I'm not any good, how come I've got an $840,000 condo out in Sterling? When he thought that was a big brag. And he would have fancy cars. He liked the lifestyle. Who was the DB who went off the reservation and was giving away jerseys out of the trunk of his car at Dulles Town Center once? I'm trying to remember that.
Sua Cravens?
Yes. Sua Crazy. Sua Crazy was another unicorn. A guy that if you were to describe him and his career, you'd have a hard time doing it to a rational person, right? Because he clicked differently to the beat of however he thought he saw himself in the league. Hartman could be that guy as well. And I'm not saying this to be contemptuous of him or even to judge it. I'm just trying to identify what he is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying possible. It doesn't exist. It is possible. I would say it's very unlikely that Sam Hartman wouldn't want to play football. And if the evidence is he's not throwing a public fit, he shouldn't do that anyway. That's what jackass, unprofessional losers do. And for a guy that's the last guy on the roster, you don't have that luxury. If the part-timer who works weekend mornings here gives CK a bunch of crap, they're probably going to get run out quicker than the junkies are. He'll deal with a little more from them.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're Sam Hartman, you don't get to throw a public fit and make fun of the decision-making, or else not only do they cut you here, but no other team's going to want to deal with you. I don't do celebrity backup quarterbacks. I don't do pain-in-the-ass backup quarterbacks.
There's a lot of clicks between pain in the ass and just being vocal about I'd like to play.
If he said the thing you want him to say, which is just something like...
I gave you the statement there.
That would work. If he said, I wish I'd like to play.
How about just a simple, yeah, I'm disappointed, but, you know, it's okay. It's part of the process being in the NFL, and I'm supporting the team.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard from him.
Did you hear I'm disappointed?
Not those words,
well, that's
no.
Two words.
Yeah.
Two words would have been acceptable. I think the coaching staff would have liked it, respected it. Oh, I'm glad he's disappointed because he wants to play. He believes in himself.
G&D on the fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you, John Carlson. Welcome back to G&D. No Danny today. Steve Zabin is in on this holiday Tuesday as we get ready for Hard Knocks tonight on HBO. The one thing I want to see on tonight's episode, and I really hope they do a good job covering it. I was disappointed last week because I thought we were going to get the Jaden Daniels injury in Minnesota, and then that really doesn't show up in the episode.
How do they not include that?
Well, the injury was there, but we didn't get any of the behind-the-scenes access I wanted, him talking on the sideline to coaches or trainers or anything. They just kind of skipped through it. I guess there's privacy that they didn't want to violate, but that was annoying. But what I want to see tonight is the melee between the Eagles and the Commanders. They're going to cover that game, chronicle it in detail, because you got two NFC East teams.
How do you know they're going to cover it? Because it's been in the teaser clips?
No. So
You're hoping they will. Well, like you were hoping they would show you the Jaden Daniels injury stuff.
For sure. But the rhythms of the show are, they're going to show the game is what I was saying.
Got it.
Like they're going to cover that game in detail. It'll be probably 9-10 minutes of the 55 episode. So the biggest story of that game is the melee. You're not going to not show some of that on field, mic'd up, punches thrown, and then some of the fallout. But the 2-point conversion decision by Sirianni, Quinn being annoyed after their very brief handshake. I think we could get some fireworks there. And some
with
drama.
A great Liev Schreiber narrating.
He is, as always, on
Head
the call.
Head coach Dan Quinn was not amused by the 2-point conversion.
Very NFL films.
The players then took matters into their own hands with violent results.
You said you haven't gotten in yet on NFC East Hard Knocks.
No, I am woefully behind, so
you got some catching up.
Should have rallied to catch up.
That's all right. Tonight's a good jumping in point. It's not like the episodes build on one another.
I mean, it's all about the NFL. It's like Monday Night Football. I'm in. I'm consuming all that, and then I was popping between the two channels of the Next Gen, and then the regular broadcast. Regular broadcast, by the way, did a great job of ducking out Troy and Joe to listen to Philip Rivers cook at the line of scrimmage. And I think we haven't talked about this yet today, but holy cow, he was so way better than even you and I thought, and everyone would have thought. People are now saying this is an embarrassment to the rest of the young quarterbacks out there.
It is.
That this guy can come off the couch looking like Billy Kilmer resurrected with his big old Pooh Bear belly and flinging still not very sharp passes, the touchdown pass. Forget who it was. The first one was wobbly, but somehow just missed everybody. They didn't blitz him until, I want to say, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. They finally brought one extra runner. And it was almost like they were terrified that if they brought just five guys, he would know exactly where that guy is coming from, and they would punish him. It was the darndest things. I'm like, he's a parade blimp. Blitz him! Blitz his ass, and they wouldn't do it.
It's amazing to see, first off, how he's played. He was 23 of 35 for 277 and a pair of tutties last night. Did throw the interception at the end of the game, a pick six. But
that was bad.
Bad, but they're down by a bunch. You're throwing every down. This is now, to me, like not the same as throwing one earlier in the game when it was in the balance. He has zero arm strength. Zero.
Agreed.
I would say his arm strength is comparable to that of any mid-30s person in the crowd. I'm not talking about ability to throw the football.
That's a bit much.
Arm strength, I don't think it's a bit much.
You're saying a flag football player who's 32 out of the crowd same arm velocity?
I think very similar, yes.
Wow.
I mean, he's a shot putter anyway, right?
Sure, he's been a pusher his whole career.
Absolutely, and the ball wobbles anything beyond 12 or 15 yards. But that's the end of kind of the knocking him. Here's my compliment. This is the point. He is a quarterback. He knows where he's going with the ball. He anticipates very well. He is accurate. He throws guys into space and open, and he can read defenses incredibly well. I saw a hilarious meme last night, Zabe, of what was a book with like 9,000 words on a page.
Yes.
And then one of those like picture books with two words that I read to my two-year-old side by side. And under the 9,000 words on the page picture, it said what Phil Rivers sees at the line. Then it's like what the Gen Z quarterbacks see at the line. I mean, he is on a different level. And I don't know that it should embarrass those guys, but I think it's a referendum on a lot of the other quarterbacks in this league that look so bad that I think it's cool because it speaks to everyone's looking for the rocket-armed quarterback who runs a 4.39 40, who is a dual threat, best athlete on the field, Josh Allen, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, whatever. And the fact is, this dude who is pulled out of the crowd after a bunch of weeks, as you said, looks like he's a fat version of Philip Rivers. Looks like he's wearing a hoodie under his jersey. He still operates an NFL offense based on smarts, based on anticipation, based on accuracy. Those things really still matter.
Darius, check your phone. I texted you a link to the Twitter video that has him calling all this stuff out and the broadcast ducking out under it. See if you can hustle that up. I don't know if that's a two-week order or if you can get it next break or on the fly, but just it's there. It's interesting to listen to because, I mean, he was seeing everything they were doing, and that's a good defensive unit that tried to come in as well-prepared as possible, and they were kind of terrified of him. Luckily, the Colts' defense was damn trash and couldn't stop a bad check with a court order, much less the Niners. So they went up and down the field at will.
Here's how it sounded last night.
And he was able to get the ball to Taylor for a first down.
Mike, Andy Hunt, we didn't stop. Set 180. Mike, Andy Hunt. Hey, Lincoln Thump. Lincoln Thump.
48, 48.
Hey, you got 20. Hey, Rat.
We're good, 48.
Del Dawson.
Like a traffic cop putting guys in place, and he's got a man wide open. That's Downs.
That is awesome.
It's incredible. It reminded me of the end of his career, Peyton Manning, when he had zippy arm strength.
Yep.
But it's all anticipatory. It's all knowing what the defense is doing and where your guys are going. And he, on that drive, especially that was the opening touchdown drive, is just going up to the line Madden style, rerouting everybody. You're running an out route. You're running a seam ball. You're running a go. You're coming back to me at 7 yards. And he's using their terms to do it. Absolutely amazing.
That was what I called Lego neck Peyton Manning after he had his neck fused and could barely turn his head around on a swivel. And you're right, he did it because he was just better than everyone else. He would cook the meal at the line of scrimmage, sort of like a Japanese steakhouse chef with the little volcano. He would come to the line of scrimmage, you look around like, all right, what am I making right now? Couldn't stop him. Good stuff.
If there's a debate as to what percentage of NFL quarterbacking is mental versus physical, I think Rivers has shined a light on that.
60-40.
In mental. The last 2 60, weeks.
60-40 mental.
I think that's probably right.
And if your 60 is weak, if your 40 is elite, that'll spackle over a lot of stuff. Interesting about athletic quarterbacks. So Lamar Jackson, you talked about how he hadn't had a run over 20 yards all year.
Right.
Did you see the comments after the game about getting kneed in the back?
He was annoyed by it because he was giving himself up.
Yeah, he was a little bitch about it, which is unfortunate and not like the Lamar that I've kind of looked at from afar and said, I kind of like the way this guy operates. You watch that play, he was 1 millisecond from, quote, giving himself up. And the defender was just running in to stop him, and it was Lamar who went to the ground, which made his knee go into the side of his back. Like, it was the least dirty hit I've ever seen.
Oh, it was ridiculous. Yeah, I
and yet Lamar
agree.
Jackson is whining like, oh, I was giving myself up.
Well, when you don't let these guys get hit ever, when they get hit now, they can't deal with it.
If I was the czar of rules and if I couldn't get rid of replay, the first thing I'd get rid of is the sliding rule. that once you run, slide if you want, you're going to get hit.
Yeah, it's legal.
Yeah, and would more quarterbacks get hurt? Yes, but they would run a lot less.
I'd like to see that because I do think them staying in the pocket's best for business for the NFL anyway. But also, I think that it's impossible as a defender.
Yeah.
We'll get into the clip a little later in the show, but there is a Philadelphia media personality who is referencing Frankie Louvu's hit last year on Jalen Hurts as dirty.
Oh, ridiculous.
When Hurts got the concussion. And I think that's an outrage. No, it's not. It's a guy that's running and falling. He's going, you could see him going to the ground. It's a fast game, bud. It's really, really hard to do that correctly.
The Austin Booker hit on Love, some Packer fans, like, that was a dirty hit. And I'm looking at it frame by frame going, this happens in a split second.
Totally.
I mean, why do they wear helmets? Because their heads hit each other violently. That's why they wear them.
Violent different than dirty. You know, violent exactly right. Differing. There was nothing nefarious about that.
Yeah.
Double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. By the way, at 5 o'clock, we've got both Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, and Pro Bowler Tress Wade today. That's at 5 on The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Time for our double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. G&D welcoming you back. Zabe's in for Danny. Zabe, yesterday on the show, you were reprimanded just a bit, I would say, by the producers for not having the McDonald's app.
Yes.
Which you downloaded, and you told us you would be making the maiden voyage with the app on the way home.
Which I did.
How did the experience go?
It was McDonald's.
Okay.
but with an app.
Did you pull up and they asked for a number and you were easily able to find the number? Like, what was the actual machinations of the process?
I pulled up, I punch in, I start pressing buttons, tick, 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 this, swipe that. Okay, great. How do I navigate this? Order, do you want here? Turn on location services, earn points, QR code. I mean, it's a lot more than me going...
Yeah, quarter pound of the cheese, please. Ketchup only, and a large Diet Coke. Thank you. Okay.
Did you get anything for
like
free?
That routine? I got that down. That's easy peasy.
Did you get anything
this,
free?
This was cumbersome. No, I didn't get a damn thing for free.
I think you botched it.
I don't know where you go to get the free stuff in the app.
Toby, we need to show Zabe where you can get your large fry with your value meal, whatever else there is.
Yeah, so there's a whole section at the bottom where it says rewards and deals. There you go. And you want to find that. And by the way, $2.50 Big Mac tomorrow when the Wizards beat the Hornets tonight.
Okay, sure, so under my rewards, it says I have 1,500 points. That might be starter points because I'm new to the app. Like, hey, fatty, welcome to McDonald's app. Here's some points for you. So I'm like, view rewards, view all. And it shows me a cheeseburger, and I click on it, and it's ghosted out, meaning I can't get it.
Well, so you have to get the correct amount of points, and you accrue those over time. But generally, the best thing to check out is the deals.
So there's my rewards, and then there's deals.
You don't get rewards yet. You've been on the app for 6 minutes. You need to go to the deals and see what they're getting.
View all app-exclusive deals. Free large fries with minimum purchase of $1.
That's what we're looking at. Get yourself a cola, drive away with some large fries.
Okay.
Now we're in business, Zabe.
We're in business. But last night, as I'm there, you know, futzing around, I could not figure out heads or tails, but I did finally go ahead, make my order, and then I pay for it in the app, and I drive up, and I tell the person, here's my code for my order. They see it on their system, and they say, drive right up.
There you go.
But again, I can, you know, I don't want to brag to you guys, but I got some money. I can afford McDonald's without the free stuff. Pretty well off.
You're one of those lucky
despite
bastards with
money. Despite being technically
money.
Unemployed, yeah. I'm pretty well off.
You're saying you don't want 30% off of any quarter pounder?
I'm saying that I'm damn near a boomer, and it took me a while to figure out the app, but now I'm in. Now that I'm in, I'm probably going to use it more.
Zabe got into radio when the getting was good, boys. They're a little different generationally here.
Well, I've been in it forever, too.
That's true. You got into radio when the getting still got, you know what I mean?
Yes, when radio ruled the land, people would listen to amplitude-modulated frequencies at long periods of time in commutes with their cars before Zoom meetings and virtual work.
It's time for my double play. I ate one of the best meals I've had in a restaurant in forever last night.
Mm.
It was so good. So I left here. I told you I had some shopping to get done. I went out and about with the people, with the Christmas music and the lights, and enjoyed myself at the Springfield Mall waddling around.
How is Springfield Mall? It's been forever since I've been there.
It's been on the come up, I would say. They do a pretty good job with it.
It's because it was on the down spiral when I would do shows at the Redskin store at Springfield Mall with Andy Pollin back in the day. We're talking 06, 07, 08, something like that.
I was.
I'm glad it's still alive. I haven't been down there in a long time. So Springfield Mall still alive.
The George Mason University. Yeah, it's alive and well. It's in a good place. I went to Yard House after everything I got done. I texted my wife. I'm like, hey, her parents had just gotten into town. So you want to come meet me for a little nightcap? We never get to go out without kids. Come on over to Yard House. Get you a little wine. I'll have myself a cocktail. And maybe, just maybe, we'll watch Philip Rivers light up the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
And she said, I'm tired and I'm going to bed. Yeah. That was her answer.
That's what a mother of four children under the age of seven
and
says.
That's right. And I said, good for you. Yeah. Go to bed, no problem. So perfectly fine. I got to sit there at the bar. I got to watch some football. And I had jambalaya with rice at Yard House. And my God, it slapped.
Jambalaya.
It was so good. The move was, so it was like... jambalaya on the outside of this, like, they take basically this big bowl, put the rice in it, slam it down so it looks like a bowl in the middle. You know what I'm talking about?
So it's a mound of rice.
Right.
With the spicy Cajun shrimp sausage, etc.
Yes.
On the exterior.
On the exterior.
And mix it in as you like.
In a puddle of whatever their brown juiciness was.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you, Zabe, the move after I pummeled all of the snossage and the shrimp and all the other
snossages.
Stuff that was in there was to take my fork and just push the rice down into the juices, sopping it all up. I ate everything on that plate.
Sir, is this the jambalaya that you had last night,
that
as I called up on the internet? Looks eerily
like
similar,
it.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. How does that look to you, that meal? I'm telling you, it was the best thing I've eaten in a restaurant in a long time.
I would be in. I don't care for all the scallions on top. I don't need the grass clippings there, but you know, I can pick those off. I'm an expert picky eater, pick them off the meal. But yeah, when you know, last year at the Super Bowl, you guys were there in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, we were there.
I would have hung out with you, but I was sick all week, so I was pretty much hunkered in. But I did have jambalaya 3 or 4 times during the week.
Clean you out a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, what I liked was that the heat of it, the spice of it, and then the temperature heat of it was good for my sinuses. And there was a little food court-like thing at the casino right across from a hotel that we were able to go to. I could walk across the street and get that jambalaya for lunch whenever I wanted to.
Either Mucinex or jambalaya. You could take one or the other. Jambalaya is a better way to do that, I would say, right?
It is. Mucinex, a little bit less filling, but jambalaya, more delicious.
Slightly less tasty. We've got Tress Way, who's headed to the Pro Bowl on the show in an hour at 5 o'clock. Bill's going to stop by next hour as well to talk about the Commanders' run game and playing on Christmas Day. Next, our Beltway Blitz. That's Steve Zabin in for Danny Ruye on G&D.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.